Blog Talk Radio.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And now you're back from outer space, I just walked in to find you here with that bad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock, I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Call and go, walk out the door, just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh no, 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 I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my life to live, I've got all my love to give, and I'll survive.
Jr. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Soul Eye Records Radio today.
today is the day. Well, Solar wants to dance, and so we're going to have a good time together here. And we're going to talk about some things that are really important to us, right? Last month we talked about every Saturday. Last month we talked about what? Breast cancer awareness. And, man, it was so much to learn. I learned so much. I couldn't believe it. I was like, really? Men have breast cancer? That was wow. That was wild to me. I mean, it's only 1%, but still that 1% is a lot of people. Right? It's a lot of people. You know, and it could be any of us at any time. And so it was just so good to be aware of breast cancer awareness and the fact that it happens with men. And a lot of my male friends said, whoa, I had no idea. Even a lot of female friends said, I had no idea. And so, you know, with that being said, it just goes to show that we need to try to be aware of not just breast cancer, but any kind of disease that can affect us, that can take us out or destroy our lives, right? That make us not feel good about, you know, who we are and how we're doing and all that kind of stuff. So this month we are talking about dementia, right? What is that? What's dementia, right? So we're going to talk about it, but we want to make sure we get going. And then this is the kickoff of it. This is the first Saturday of this month. And so we're just going to share with you guys throughout the whole month of November about dementia, right? And Alzheimer's disease. And so it's kind of like a lot of people can get confused about, aren't they the same thing? No. So we'll learn more about those things, but they do have some commonality. Some things do are similar, but it is not the same thing. It's totally two different things. And so we'll talk about it. And we'll get it all going this whole month. We'll have different people come on, specialists that come on like they did with breast cancer and just kind of chimed in with us. And then people that are going through it and experiencing it and having some difficult time with it and just trying to help us to understand what we need to do to protect our loved ones, right? You know, our family and our friends. You know, it could be anybody. So we want to, and or ourselves, right? So we need to try to figure this thing out. And so what we need to make sure first is that we get on Love Train and get going here and make sure we stay close to each other and love on each other and protect each other and be the best to each other that we can possibly be, because the climate of the world is very dark and ugly. So come on, guys. Let's get on Love Train.
Stop! people of the world out there. I know none of y'all satisfied. The way prices have been going up all day. I was out of savings. I could barely buy a morning paper. Yeah. Had to cut down on smoking. Had to cut down on drinking. I sat down on my living room floor. Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Guess what I saw? I saw the President of the United States. The man said he was going to give it up.
By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Listen baby. You know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah. You show it. Oh, when you move, move, move. You know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah. You show it. As you move across the floor.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
it. If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Gang doing it right, man. They that groove, the way it came in, it was a little slower in the previous song, but then when they started playing all those syncopations in there, it was like, oh man, I feel it. I could feel that groove, and man, oh man, by the end I was locked in. So God, hats off to Cool and the gang and all my friends out there doing their thing, traveling around, just performing and just having a great time and, you know, doing what you love to do is a gift. It's a beautiful blessing for so many of us that get the opportunity to do that. And don't take it for granted. You can't take that for granted because, man, oh, man, it's so much fun. You're getting paid to have fun, right? And at the same time, simultaneously, your dream that you started out with as a young man, such as our brother yesterday, Mr. Green from The Deal on yesterday, Carlos Green. As a young man, he knew what he wanted to do, and he got blessed and got that gig and met the President of the United States. I'm so jealous. Come on, Carlos. Man, dang. But anyway, that's so cool. Anyway, and he met President Obama. That was great. I love it. I'm happy for him. All right, so listen, it's time. I want to get down to this because I want to do this in the middle so that we got music at the beginning and the end just to kind of, you know, just set the show off right because it is a dance show. But there's a couple things that's important that we need to talk about. Can't just have all meat and potatoes. Sometimes we got to have a little vegetables, as our parents used to tell us. Or make us eat. Oh, I couldn't stand collard greens. I couldn't stand spinach. I mean, oh, man, my mom used to make me eat that. Oh, it was terrible. But, you know, then all of a sudden I got into Popeye and I thought, oh, y'all remember that? Popeye eating his spinach? Yeah. I think they put that together to trick us as kids. And so, but yeah. Yeah, all that good stuff. So what I want to do now is I want to just take a moment here and we're going to just kind of, like I said, we're going to tap into this. We're not just getting an idea of what we're dealing with and what we're going to be dealing with throughout the rest of the month in regards to dementia, D-E-M-E-N-T-I-A, pronounce it, Wardell, pronunciation. All right, so I'm going to play, I just want to go through what it means. You know, what is dementia? Like, you know, like how do we identify it, right? So let's just take a listen real quick.
As people age, their cognitive abilities decline. Now, you might be worried about this for yourself or for a loved one, but what is normal and what isn't? Everyone loses their keys or their wallet from time to time or can't recall the name of the book they just finished reading and they're trying to recommend it to a friend. But how can you tell when you've crossed the line from normal forgetfulness into the frightening spiral of dementia? While recognizing full-blown dementia is obvious, distinguishing the early signs of dementia from normal aging is trickier than you might think. Dementia, by its very definition, refers to a decline in cognitive function beyond what's expected in normal aging. Contrary to popular belief, dementia and memory loss are not a part of the normal aging process. Dementia is disabling. It's a loss of essential intellectual abilities like language and memory and judgment and thinking. For example, it's normal to forget where you put your keys, but it's not normal to forget what keys are for. You might forget a word that's on the tip of your tongue, but you shouldn't forget what you just said in a conversation and begin to repeat yourself all over again. It may be hard to teach an old dog new tricks, as the saying goes, but you shouldn't have trouble with things you've done many times before, such as get dressed in the right type of clothes. And you shouldn't get lost or disoriented in your own neighborhood. People with dementia lack judgment, and they make poor choices. The person who counted every penny is suddenly spending wildly on extravagances. Dementia affects everyone differently, so a person may have some of these changes, but not others. Now, full-blown dementia isn't difficult to detect, but how can you tell if you or a loved one is moving toward dementia? This is the tricky part. The condition is called mild cognitive impairment, or MCI, and it's a middle stage between normal forgetfulness and true dementia. There's no strict line between MCI and normal aging. It comes down to a matter of degree. Losing your keys some of the time is normal. Losing them all of the time is not. It's okay to have forgotten the name of that great book, but forgetting the name of your spouse or your best friend, that's a concern. The symptoms of dementia can usually be detected by people you meet, even strangers. But with mild cognitive impairment, it's likely that only you or those you know well would notice. Remember, dementia is debilitating. With mild cognitive impairment, you can generally still function independently and go about your daily life. Does having MCI mean that you'll for sure get dementia? Not necessarily. Mild cognitive impairment is a major risk factor for dementia, and something like 10% of patients with MCI progress to having full-on dementia. But it's also possible to remain stable and even to get better. Because MCI is difficult to pin down, this is an active area of research, and we're going to talk more about that in the next videos.
Sometimes we wonder if we have dementia or if somebody we know has dementia. So how is it that we can figure out whether somebody has it? I'm going to describe some symptoms. And sometimes these are symptoms that people may have normally, right? So if you have somebody who doesn't necessarily like to be in large groups and they never have liked to be in large groups, that doesn't necessarily mean they've had dementia. So things I'm going to be describing are if you've seen a change in the behavior of the person that you're wondering if they may have dementia. So some of the things might be word finding. Instead of saying, hand me the pen, they'll say things like, you know, can you hand me that thing over there that you write with? Right? They're not able to find the word pen. So they're describing what it is that they want. It's difficult for them to hold a detailed conversation. They may sit back and just sit quietly and not engage. They may, you know, they're able to have what's called automatic conversation, which means you can say, hi, how are you? And they respond, I'm fine, how are you? Right? That's just an automatic conversation that a lot of people have. If you sit down and try to talk to them about a political debate or something in the news, they might not be able to really engage in that if they have dementia when they would have been able to do that in the past. They might isolate from large gatherings. Sometimes it can be a little overwhelming if you're in a large group of people. You're starting to lose your memory. You don't know who these people are anymore. So it's a little intimidating, and so they may not want to go, or they may get up and walk out, and they don't want to be in there, or if it's too loud, and they're not able to really identify what's being said, and it gets overwhelming. You might see them have some agitation in a situation like that. Visual perception. They might go to sit down on a chair and miss the chair because their mind is not really seeing exactly what it is. When somebody has advanced dementia, if there's like a dark carpet on the floor, sometimes they'll think it's a hole in the floor. They won't realize that it's actually a carpet, and so they'll step over it because they think it's a hole and they don't want to fall in it. They won't remember that they've seen you. Sometimes you go to visit and they're like, oh my goodness, it's so good to see you. It's been so long. But maybe you've been there in the morning, right? So that's the short-term memory loss. They lose things, misplace them, put them somewhere else, think somebody has stolen them. I think one of the funniest things was when I worked in nursing homes, people always thought you were stealing their teeth because they didn't know where they were. Why in the world would anybody steal teeth? But that would be something that they'd misplace, right? And then they wouldn't know where they were, so they would think that someone stole them. They stop paying their bills, or maybe if they were really good at keeping a checking account or their office was really organized, becomes extremely disorganized. They don't pay their bills. They double pay their bills. They don't balance their checkbook. Somebody who was a really good cook can't follow a recipe anymore or can't remember a recipe in their head that maybe they had made over and over again. They might wear dirty clothes because they don't remember how to wash. They can't use the wash anymore. It's too overwhelming, so they just don't wash them and they'll wear dirty clothes. They're not able to remember details. So maybe if they were somebody who would knit or do some kind of a craft or woodworking, they can't do it anymore because they can't remember the steps that they go through. So they stop doing it. So a lot of times people will think that someone is depressed because they're isolating, they're not doing activities, they're not eating, but it might be because they have dementia and they don't remember how to cook and they don't remember how to do the activities and it becomes overwhelming in front of people. So it's really good to try to figure out if you're seeing any of these symptoms to go to a physician and find out what the issue is. It could be depression or it could be dementia.
Wow. That's, so that is a very difficult thing to hear. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, I think about people that I know that some of these things that she was just saying just really like clicked in and made me go, whoa. So is it depression or is it dementia? To me, both of them are not good. But a lot of times, you know, like I know a younger person, and so, and my wife has been telling me that they have not dementia, but that they are depressed. And so that will be one of my questions. I mean, does dementia happen to young people? Is it just an older person's disease? But I understand that it can happen to younger people, but we never think it's going to happen to the people that we love and that we know. It's always the other people. But like I said in my show earlier this week, to other people, we are the other people. And so that's why it's so important that we just investigate and pay attention to all the different things that's going on. I mean, she said some really, you know, like your keys, right? Like losing your keys, that's kind of like a normal thing. But not knowing, he said that, but not knowing what to do with the keys, whoa, that's got to be a scary reality that kicks in. And I'm wondering if the person that's going through that is scared because of that. Or dark rug on the floor, they think it's a hole in the floor, so they go around it. I mean, so when you start seeing these signs, it's so scary. And a lot of times they say that you just get quiet. Like people that are suffering from dementia, they'll just get quiet because they can't remember, you know, anything to have a conversation. So it's really sad. So, you know, that's why I wanted to get into this conversation in regards to it, because I do want to know the signs. I do want to be able to help out. I do want someone to help me if I'm ever in that situation. And so, but the only way that I could help is I need to know a little bit more about it. And so in some cases, you know, some of us may want to get even more involved in just knowing, but figuring out a way how we can go to these hospitals and help. You know, this is the thing. I think it's the other thing that's amazing about learning about these things is that we can look at these people that are going through it with different eyes now and with a different heart, because we have been notified, we have been informed that they are not, they're sick, and they don't, it's not that they choose to be that way. And so we will have more patience, we would have more love to give, because we understand their situation a little more now. And that's just not just for the person in the hospital, but for the person that's your next door neighbor, you know, for a person that you see in the store, or, you know, just out in the street somewhere, or at church. You have more sympathy and you're more sympathetic towards what they're going through. At least that's my hope, you know. And so for me, it opens my heart up to them, and I want to serve them. I want to serve them. I want to be there for them, and I want to love them through it, just as I feel the same way about children with Asperger's and autism and, you know, all this stuff. I just want to serve them, you know, and it's very challenging to go in there. But when you know someone is sick and you know what to look for to verify that, it really can bless the situation. And so, and not only can you bless the situation that you're in, but you can share that information with someone else so that they can be a blessing in their situation and where they are, right? So we're going to talk about this every Saturday. And we'll talk a little longer than this. This is just kind of prepping you guys and telling you what we're going to be talking about on Saturdays. And if you have anyone that want to call in, you know, the call-in number is 646-668-8537 if they have any questions for our guests. Or they can just email us at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, and then we'll ask the question for them. All right, and I think it's so important that we pay attention to each other, okay? And this is a scary one, because you go from being just a normal person, working hard, taking care of your family, and now you can chill a little bit, you retire, and then all of a sudden this thing kicks in. It's like, what? You don't see that coming, you know. I mean, look what happened to Ronald Reagan. I mean, they just, after he was, you know, diagnosed with it, we never got to see him again. And then he was just gone. I mean, it's just, your life is just gone. It's almost like somebody just closed the blinds. And you don't know how to navigate it anymore because it's so dark. It's so sad. It's so sad. And I think it's our responsibility as human beings to learn so we can help. To learn so we can help. And especially for those that are, there are some of us, some people are just natural givers, and they love to give and be there for others. And so this information is really a blessing for them and for the people that are possibly sick with it, because it could happen to us as well. The ones that are learning about it could happen to us. And so we need to know and be able to diagnose ourselves and say, oh, wait, something's not right here. I need someone to come and check me out. I maybe need some medication, you know, to help me to have a normal, as long as I can, to have some kind of normalcy for as long as I can. And, but, you know, when you have that information, it really could help you to safeguard your situation. So anyway, look forward to that. We're going to have a good time. We're going to chop it up, and we're going to learn about what's happening with this disease, because it's a tough one, and it's ugly. It's very ugly. All right, guys, so let's just enjoy some of this music, and thank you for, you know, thank you for just being wonderful. We love you and appreciate you. And thanks to the people that just shared that information to us. And let's do our best to be our best and get you to bring it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Take a cigar right from Cuba Cuba, I just bite it. For the look, I don't light it. Still way to ammo on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters, mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the president, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off and get that shawl. And you don't stop in the winter order. I make it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS, if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's lacking them? Never be will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top. With the ribbon, crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
I'm so excited. I got that album on. I'm so excited I got that album.
Take me to your heart, baby.
Hey, man, oh, man, this has just been so good to me. It feels good. This is a solar weekend, and we are celebrating that solar was to get up and dance, get your body going, get that cardiovascular going. We're having a good time, and it is a solar weekend here on Solar Records Radio. So, guys, get up, get down, get funky, and get to moving. Come on.
One for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Hallelujah, girls hit you, hallelujah, girls hit you, hallelujah, cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me.
Such a wonderful time, and I sure hope you are too. I'm getting confirmation that some of you are, and I'm so grateful for that, man. This has been fun for me. This is, you know, like when you talk about something like dementia, Alzheimer's disease, it's really kind of a dark and uncomfortable place, because it's something that can happen to all of us at any given time. And so, you know, I'm just trying to offset. I need some balance in my life, right? Because that reality is a scary reality. And also, the things that we can control, because it's just that prayer, right? God, grant me the strength to do change the things that I can change, and the wisdom to accept the things that I can't change. Or however that goes, I know that there's a prayer similar to that with the AA, Alcoholic Anonymous, and they have this, it's called the, I forgot what kind of prayer that is called, but it's like, so I am capable right now of just having a good time. And so I'm going to have a good time with this music and accept the things that I can't change and change the things that I can. And I'm very powerful in terms of being able to push these buttons and push a button that makes me happy right now. This music is doing it for me. But, I've always loved music. I've always been in it. It's been my thing for many years. And, you know, the sad part is I lost a couple of my brothers that I was in it with for those years and stuff. And so with that being said, I'm going to make sure that, you know, that's why I played that Dynasty song. That was a song that I wrote, but it was also William Shelby is part of that, and Richard Randolph is a part of that, and Gone, you know, and Pepper Reed was a part of that, and Gone. And it's just really crazy, right? But this is life, right? Even like our parents, my dad is gone. Dang, it was just so hard for me to accept that, like when that happened. Like, what? Gone? You mean like for how long? Like, what? You know, this is like, so life can give us those kinds of moments that are very devastating, and they cause us we're forced to deal with life. We're forced to deal with reality. But it's about how we handle it. That is the most important thing. How we deal with these things and these moments when they come, you know, and us guys, us women, us Christians, us people who love to do the right thing just need to remember that we need to do the right thing for us too when those moments come and they're so devastating. Do the right thing. Thing that somebody puts in front of you because you're so in shock and upset and confused. No, you know better. Those things are slippery slopes and they will take us down, you know. So I just, you know, I love you guys so much. You guys are a total blessing to me. I have friends that text me constantly, pray for my mom, she's sick. Pray for my dad, he's sick. Pray for my sister or pray for my wife, and we are all doing that. We're doing our best to be our best. Don't bring up some politics conversation in the midst of praying for somebody. Get out of here. See, that's wrong, and it happens. And it happened to me a couple of weeks ago, and I was very frustrated. That's not appropriate. We know the difference between right and wrong, and we need to do the right thing, not just for others, but for ourselves as well. Stand up, be strong, speak out if it's causing problems for you. I mean, sometimes we need to talk to ourselves and go, hey, that's not cool, Wardell. That's not cool. I've pulled my own chain many times. Many times I pulled my own chain, and the stronger my relationship is with Christ and with you guys trying to be the best, so that at the end of the day you don't look at me and say, Wardell, what were you thinking, man? Why did you do that? You know, I don't want to hear that from my friends. I want my friends to want to lift me up and say, I'm so proud of you. Keep going, brother. Love you. Love you. That's what we should all want from each other. And so anyway, whew, Lord. So tomorrow and Sunday, y'all know what we do on Sundays here on Soul Light Records Radio. We're going to praise our Heavenly Father, and we're going to be grateful for the time that He's given us to be here on planet Earth and to learn more about Him and to love Him and to love each other. And so join us as we just celebrate our relationship with Him. And, you know, and we just take this moment. It's a moment of silence between just you and Him. It's your time. You know, because all week we could be so busy doing all kind of stuff. It just gets crazy and work. And doing this and running out of there, but we need to make sure we take that time, that moment where we can really focus on God, show Him how much we appreciate Him, let Him know, feel His spirit, and get closer to Him, and be grateful to Him for all the wonderful things that He's done for you. So that's what we do on Sundays. We take that time out to really, it's only an hour, just an hour. This is exclusively for you and I, for me to get closer, for me to understand what it is that you want me to do. It's a good hour. It's a well-invested hour. So tune in tomorrow and hang out with us here on Soul Light Records Radio. Hey, Greg, thanks for the amazing flyers. Thanks. You got, ooh, man, he's just on fire. Ooh, Lord, amazing. My brother Greg, much love, much love. And, guys, go into our store. You know, we got some new things out there because of Greg. Go check it out and see if you see anything you like. You could just go to WardellPartsJr.com and then go to the store or shop. Go to shop. And then WardellPartsJr.com and then go to shop. And then you can find some things there if you want. And it's also posted on in the Soul Light Records Radio group page as well. So, but anyway, we're so grateful. And just thank you guys again for everything. And we're up and out of this. Spot another 15, 14 minutes here, so let's get going. And this is, I'm reminiscing, this is my song with Richard Randolph and I did together. So let's get going, Richard. You're the kind of girl. All right, guys.
And when you talk, heaven knows, I can tell we're gonna get closer. Come on, baby, just let it flow. Cause
life is right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I just feeling.
Need you in my life.
I never met anyone like you. Like you, lady.
You're the
could it be? Love has come this way. Down on my knees, I'm praying every day, and I'm so glad you saved you for me. I'm feeling your electricity. Oh, 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 oh,
it's right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I that's willing
to be in my life.
I've never met anyone like you, baby, like you, baby.
You're the kind of girl
that I need in my life.
You're the kind of girl
that makes it all right.
You're the kind of girl
that makes it just what's fine.
You're the kind of girl. You're the kind of girl.
Let me take you, baby, in my arms.
You Hey, it's Wardell. You ready?
I'm still hoping.
Babe, I think it's truly the right thing to do when you know you got the best to let them know you'll never let go.
Some say the best is under pressure. Temperature is rising, I'm about to blow. Sky high beyond any measure. What I won't do for a moment of pleasure. I've been waiting on so long.
I'm still hoping.
Cause I wanna dance with you. You're making my dreams come true, baby.
I'm still hoping.
Rocking the night away. Let the music play.
You must consent. You're the best.
Oh yeah.
Snippet of my album that will be coming out right there. So those are songs that I was really blessed to had a chance to work on with some incredible people, and I'm very grateful for that. Anyway, guys, so you take care and enjoy the rest of your weekend. God bless you, and thanks for being a part of Soul Art Records Radio. And we love you. Father God, we ask that you protect our listeners, keep them safe, and keep them close to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for everything. You guys have a blessed night, and I'll catch y'all later. Soul Art Records Radio.